Today's guest used to host a television show that showed movies, and she was a... Oh, no, Richard gave me the wrong introduction again. I'm sorry. Today's guest isn't Cassandra Peterson. It's Cassandra Ensberg. She's a local architect. Ensberg Jacobs Design is the name of the company. She's been on the program before. She's also currently a member of the Historic Landmarks Commission. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Cass Ensberg.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
And of course, you're welcome. Of course, you're also a member of the AIA, the Architects Institute of America, the local chapter.
That's correct. In fact, I'm actually very honored to be a fellow of the American Institute of Architects, which is the highest honor that is bestowed upon a professional member for my work, especially related to focusing on the education of the art of architecture, art in architecture.
Wouldn't you be a fellowette?
They don't have that. I should suggest that.
You should suggest that. It won't be long before they will ban the word fellow. But congratulations on that. And I first started with these interviews with architects because the AIA has an annual tour. I think it's in around October. So we'll have that to promote coming up. And so last time you were on, I think, with another architect, and we were talking about the State Street Charrette. And I want to get to that and get to some architectural designs that you have for State Street to accommodate outdoor dining. But tell us a little thumbnail sketch of the Historic Landmarks Commission. They cover the downtown El Pueblo Viejo district. Is that the area the only area you cover?
The Historic Landmarks Commission is part of the city charter and has the responsibility of watching over and protecting our historic landmarks, work that is in the El Pueblo Viejo, EPV, which includes the downtown, but also goes up to Mission Street, also includes other areas like the Mission itself. So there are other few little pockets around that are part of EPV, but the purpose of the Historic Landmarks Commission is to do the work to enhance the visual character of the city by encouraging and regulating the compatibility of architectural styles within the historic district, to foster public appreciation and civic pride in the beauty of Santa Barbara, and to strengthen the economy and vitality by enhancing the attractions to residents, tourists, and visitors, to protect the integrity and character of EPV, to be sure that the development, any development that's proposed, is compatible, those sorts of things.
Development, right. So and El Pueblo Viejo means old village, correct?
Correct.
Right. I actually asked you that before the program. And so protect the historic style, and so when people are maybe doing a major remodel or building something brand new, and there's a lot of development right now in the downtown area, does it go to you first? Does it go to the Planning Commission first?
Usually, projects that are proposed in the EPV generally, I believe, come to HLC first. And, for review, and work that is proposed in the El Pueblo Viejo is required to be of the Spanish colonial style.
And HLC is the Historic Landmarks Commission. Notice I said, does it go to you first? And you didn't correct me. But I didn't mean you personally. I meant the Historic Landmarks Commission.
Of course.
Yes. Uh-huh. And my guest, Cassandra Ensberg, you generally go by Cass, or do you use your...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Cass is sort of the shortest version.
Well, I love the name Cassandra. It's so unusual. You should go by that. So she's a local architect with Ensberg Jacobs Design, and happens to be now on the Landmarks Commission. There's a number of members. So let's see, with the State Street Charrette, which was a group of people like architects and a bunch of people trying to come together, that started before COVID and State Street closure. And was part of the charrette, was there recommendations to close State Street?
Well, let me just back up just slightly. I was very involved with a number of other architects, AIA architects. We had a sort of a steering committee. And we have been working with planning, the city planning department, for a long time. You know, we always are reaching out to them to work with them and try to help find ways to streamline our processes. So this is something we have a very good relationship with the planners at the city, and we work really hard to try to for the best outcome for the city. So we had been talking for a long time about, you know, the whole issue of the AUD. We did a charrette in 2011, actually, to study AUD. Then we did another charrette in 2017, which was to study housing possibilities in the downtown. And then and then the continued conversation as we continue to try to achieve our goals was in early 2020 was when we were starting to say, well, we should maybe do a charrette, and we were trying to plan that or working to plan that at that time. And then COVID hit. So it sort of happened almost simultaneously, and then we ended up doing the charrette in a different way than we normally would, which would be in person, where we would all come together for usually like a day, and then we would all break up into groups, come up with our ideas, and then present the ideas at the end of the day to the public and others that participated. And then that would be, and then we would document the charrette in some kind of a book. This time, though, because of COVID, we did it virtually. And we had many meetings. We did it over, I would say, 4 months or so. And we would meet regularly. We set times for the teams to come together. We had presentation times where the teams could touch in. There were over 160 designers, students, professionals, other stakeholders that participated. So we had over 160 people who participated in the generation of this work. And we had 12 teams, two teams for each two-block area from Gutierrez to Figueroa. And there were about six or seven people on each team. And each team was asked to look at their block area and study the areas for potential housing, like whether it be an open lot or a adaptive reuse, and to select those particular opportunity sites and then design maximum amount of housing that they thought that they could get into that particular site. We were trying to explore, you know, maximum amount of housing that we might be able to achieve.
Right, right. So yeah. what I'm hearing, my guest, Cassandra Ensberg, local architect, Ensberg Jacobs Design, also a member currently of the Historic Landmarks Commission, talking about State Street Charrette, people coming together. And just to go back, you said AUD and housing, and a lot of people are used to hearing ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit, and that's different from AUD, which has to do with density on property. I forgot what it stands for.
It's average unit density.
Average unit density. So the focus was downtown and housing. It was before COVID and then during COVID. And my question was, before COVID, which you definitely did not answer. My question was, before COVID, and you guys were meeting and talking about design and downtown and housing, which is, you know, so important. And boy, there's a lot of housing going on now. There's a lot of hotels going in downtown.
Right.
And a lot of apartments and everything. but was closing State Street on the agenda? Were people trying to push it, promote it, talk about it before COVID?
So the other part of the charrette, there was another part. So it was the housing part, and then it was the teams were also required or asked to study the public right of way as well, and to make suggestions about what might change about the public right of way if we were able to achieve this housing. Would things change, and what would change?
Okay.
So those were another part of it. So each team was also asked to do that. And there were four separate teams that only looked at the public right-of-way. So there were 12 teams that looked at housing in their particular two-block area. And then there were four teams that just focused on the public right-of-way. And I would say the way that I look at this is when in design, and other professions too, I'm sure, we are, you have to brainstorm to figure out solutions to whatever is your challenge. So oftentimes, are you still there?
I am. You kind of blanked out for a half a word, but we're okay.
Okay. I think I had another call coming, something.
Yeah, it might be the mayor. And I know he listens to the show.
Okay. Well, we did, so everything was out there on the table. You know, you're brainstorming, you're saying, well, what about this idea? And what about that idea? And this is a time, and especially a charrette, is a time when you just throw out every crazy idea you can think of. Because you don't know, and some of the ideas might be great ideas, and some of them not. I mean, you just throw everything out there to see what is everything we can think of.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's the process that then you go back through and you say, well, was this a good idea? No, this one wasn't such a great idea. Or this one has a little kernel of an idea that could possibly work. So it's a way that you can really explore everything and not be hindered, you know? So that's the beauty of the charrette, and that's what we did. We put everything out there, and there are some of the teams showed trolleys, for example, and some of them showed it closed or portions closed, and some open. There was pretty much everything. It wasn't
anyone suggest closing across street, not State Street?
I don't recall that. I don't think so, but, more recently I have been hearing that idea, which I think is an interesting one to explore the master plan.
I've heard about that because apparently in other towns, State Street wouldn't be the one to be closed. It would be a cross street, and it would change that. My guest, Cassandra Ensberg, local architect, Ensberg Jacobs Design, and we're talking, and we finished talking about the State Street charrette, which was going on. And it's still going on. And so recently, the Historic Landmarks Commission, I read an article, recommended the removal of the outdoor dining structures. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the timing was, but can you explain the timing? Because what happened was the city council voted to keep it as is for 3 years, and it was... surprised me. I know a lot of people are happy with that decision. That's fine. But it surprised me because they didn't address the Historic Landmarks recommendation. And one of your fellow members on the commission was quite vocal about how this plan to redo State Street and, this master plan, he was quite vigorously explaining that he'd be dead before it happened. And I thought that was kind of a strong opinion to voice, so good for them. But how come the city council didn't address the Historic Landmarks Commission recommendation of removing the outdoor parklets?
The best that I can understand, I was perplexed at that as well. And I didn't understand why, since our mandate as a commission is to be watching the El Pueblo Viejo area. So that was perplexing to me. I did reach out and I did find out that I think it was a, maybe if we had it to do over again, it would have happened differently, perhaps, hopefully. But I think what happened is that my best understanding of it from conversations I've had with the city is that the agenda had been set, you know, several weeks prior, and that the meeting of HLC was the week before the hearing. So, as you know, council sets their agenda. They post it on the, you know, the before so that the public can have access to it, and then they can only speak about things that are on the agenda.
I understand, so, and they have to. There's all kinds of laws, and the I can't remember the name, the Brown Act or something, with being in public.
For some reason, the and it's just mind-boggling to me, really, is why that wouldn't have been picked up. And we do have a liaison to a council. We have a liaison from council to HLC. So I was very I was in the room when it all happened, and I was just really surprised because we had been told at HLC the week before that we should be prepared to explain what we had discussed and how we came down on it. It was 8-0. It was unanimous that we all felt that the overhead structures should be removed. We felt that in every case, and we felt that all of the outdoor dining in the street should be removed. And so we were very clear about what we felt was appropriate, and it didn't get discussed in the meeting at council.
Yeah.
So that's something we need to address.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And you only do what you can do. My guest, Cassandra Ensberg. Ensberg Jacobs Design is the architectural firm. She's also on the Historic Landmarks Commission. Now, separate from the Historic Landmarks Commission, you're an architect, and I saw drawings that you have and ideas that you have for State Street to accommodate outdoor dining. Tell me about that.
Well,
Wait a second. I have a better idea.
Okay.
Let's take a commercial break. I kind of thought we would just do one segment, but let's take an earlier break, and I'll come back, and we'll talk about some of the ideas that you have drawn to kind of accommodate outdoor dining on State Street. And then I went into a house that was built in 1963. I saw some vintage architectural designs I wanted to ask you about. My guest, Cass Ensberg, architect. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.